Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Welcome to our family gathering as Watoto Church this morning. And those who are joining us online from different parts of the world, you're welcome in a special way. Can we give them a round of applause to welcome those who are joining us online? Jesus, your presence is here. Oh God, no one is like you. And now it's time for us to hear from you. Speak to us, encourage us, inspire us through your word. And God's people say, amen. At the time Jesus was born, the Jews were under the rule of the Romans, who are oppressive and cruel. They mistreated them. And because they were under the rule of the foreign power, they were not politically free. They were not socially and economically thriving. And so in those circumstances, they hoped for a day a Messiah would come to set them free from Roman oppression. They looked forward to the day a Messiah would arrive and save them from their political problems, from their social and economic problems. And they pinned their hopes on the prophecies that had been made, that had been uttered about the Messiah. Prophecies such as what Isaiah wrote in chapter 9 from verse 6 to 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne over his kingdom and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Before Jesus was born, there were prophecies that were uttered about him. And because God is true and his word is true at the right time, the prophecies about the coming of Jesus as the Messiah were fulfilled. Now, when Jesus appeared, the Jews didn't believe Jesus was their Messiah because they expected a political Messiah. And they expected a Messiah to come into the world in a dramatic way. However, God knew they didn't actually need a political Messiah. They needed a spiritual Messiah. Because all the problems they were facing politically, socially, economically, those problems were caused by the problem of the human heart. And that is the problem of sin. So last week, we started teaching about Jesus, our hope. And specifically, we talked about Jesus being our hope for salvation. Because when the angel announced to Mary that she would conceive a child, she would conceive a son, he also made it very clear that the name of that son would be Jesus, because his mission would be to save his people from their sins. Hey, Jesus came as a spiritual Messiah because all the problems that the Jews were facing and all the problems we face today, they have their root in the problem called sin. So we saw last week that Jesus saves us from the penalty, That is the punishment of sin. But Jesus also saves us from the power, and that is, he gives us victory over sin. And Jesus will save us from the presence of sin when he comes back and takes us to be with him in heaven. And we, by the way, we will return here on earth to rule with Jesus, and sin will not be there. Today, as we continue talking about Jesus, our hope, I want to specifically talk about Jesus, our hope for daily living. Jesus, our hope for everyday, ordinary life. Hey, friends, Jesus is not only our hope for salvation, to save us from our sins. He is also our hope for everyday, ordinary life. You know why? Because to live, you need hope. Go to the hospital, and you'll realize that people who have hope tend to live longer than those who don't have hope. Hey, we need hope. When we're going to bed, hope that we will rise, we will wake up the following day. We need hope when we are driving to work, hope that we will arrive at work safely. This morning, we needed hope as we left our homes to come here. We had hope that we will arrive at Watoto Church downtown and be on time for service and enjoy the service. We need hope every day. Life can be tough. Life can be challenging. Life can be traumatic. But I tell you what, Jesus is our hope for daily living. And he is our unshakable hope. He is our immovable hope. He is our unchangeable hope. Sometimes money gives us hope. I tell you, it's a Christmas season. And everybody looks forward to a day they will be paid. I look forward to when my pay will hit my account, because I need some money to celebrate Christmas. But I'm telling you, money will come and money will go, but Jesus will never, never, never leave us. He is our unshakable hope for daily living. Why? This is the reason why Jesus is our hope for daily living. So when Joseph, you remember Joseph, the husband of Mary, when he learned that Mary was heavy, was pregnant with a child, he said, no, I'm going to let this woman go. So he had decided to quietly divorce her, so that she would not be executed by the Jews. However, because God knows everything and God sees everything, God sends his angel to Joseph and encourages Joseph to take Mary as his wife, because the child in her womb was a child from God and conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the angel told Joseph that, you see, Mary will give birth to a son, and his name will be called Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And Matthew chapter 1, from verse 21 to 23, tells us that the appearing of the angel to Joseph and the message he delivered to him was a fulfillment of the prophecy that Isaiah had made about Jesus. So all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah, that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God with us. I tell you, when Jesus appeared on earth, it was God who appeared on earth to be with us. When Jesus walked on earth, it was God who walked on earth with us. When Jesus spoke as a man, it was God speaking to us, because Jesus came as Emmanuel, God with us. That's why Jesus is our hope for daily living. John Wesley, in one of his books, John Wesley was one of the past famous preachers of the gospel. In his books, he writes of a terrifying storm at sea. It had been a treacherous 3 months already. And this one day, a fierce storm came and tore the main mast. The young Wesley stated how he feared for his life. But in the same ship were a group of German Christians who appeared completely calm as they quoted the Psalms, the Word of God. John Wesley asked himself, how can they be calm when the ship faces a catastrophe? How can they be at peace when their very lives are at risk? Remember that all were on the same battered ship. All were weary from the same raging storm. All were being tossed by the same crashing waves. Yet while one man feels frantic, is fearful, the other feels calm. Why? Simply put, their lives were anchored in Christ. And they knew their anchor would hold. It is like these guys, the German Christians, were speaking directly to the Lord. I tell you what, Jesus is our unshakable, immovable hope for daily living and in every situation. Tough times will come, hard times will come, but we know one thing, that Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is our solid hope. So, let me just mention, here he is, in which Jesus is our hope for daily life. I want to mention three of them as a take home for you. Friends, Jesus is our hope for daily living. Because he is with us in our crisis. He is with us in times of crisis. And everybody, at one time or the other, faces a crisis in their life. So maybe as I'm speaking right now, you're facing a crisis of losing a relationship, losing a marriage. Maybe you've lost a loved one, a child, a father, a mom, a husband, a wife, a sibling, whoever they are, a friend. Maybe the crisis you're going through, or you've gone through this year, is the crisis of losing a job suddenly, losing a source of income. Maybe it's a crisis that is connected to your health. Hey, you're carrying terminal illness in your body, and it's devastating. Maybe it's a crisis of having been molested sexually. Maybe you were raped, maybe as a child, or even as an adult. At one time or the other, we all face a crisis of one kind or the other. Yesterday, I had a conversation with one of the people who is doing some work for us in our house. And he showed me his toes that have been eaten away by cancer. And he said the doctors have given him 5 years to live. And from the time the doctors told him, you have only 5 years to live, it's now 3 years, meaning he has a balance of 2 years. I told that gentleman, he's a Christian, I told him, hey, that's what the doctors say. But Jesus is the greatest of all physicians. He is able to heal you. He is able to restore your health. Maybe you are in a similar situation to that gentleman I'm talking about. Jesus is our hope in times of crisis. And a crisis is something that is beyond your control to deal with. A crisis is a situation beyond your ability to handle. But there's nothing. There's no situation. There's no circumstance. There's no illness. There's no tragedy that is beyond the ability of our God, of our Lord Jesus, to deal with. That's why He is our hope for daily living. And He is with us. Let me give you some examples of people who went through a crisis, situations they were not able to deal with. They were not able to handle on their own. In Mark chapter 4, from verse 35 to 40, that day when evening came, Jesus was speaking to people at the lake. Jesus said to His disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took Him along just as He was. Just as He was in the boat. There were also other boats with Him. A furious squall, a strong, violent wind came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stand. He was seated at the back, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke Him and say to Him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to His disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Maybe Jesus is saying to you right now, you are going through a storm. Maybe a financial storm. Maybe a relational storm. Maybe whatever, economic storm. Jesus says to you, don't be afraid because He is with you in that storm. Another story in the Bible that shows us that people go through crisis, but because Jesus is our hope, they receive the help. The widow from Nain. Luke chapter 7 from verse 11 to 17. Sometime later, Jesus went to a town called Nain. His disciples and a large crowd went along with Him. He approached the town gate. Just then, a dead person was being carried out. He was the only son of his mother. She was a widow. A large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, He felt sorry for her. He was filled with compassion for her. So He said, "Don't cry." Jesus says to somebody here, don't cry. Don't cry. Stop crying. Then He went up and touched the coffin. Those carrying it stood still. And Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk. Then Jesus gave him back to his mother. Jesus. Jesus was the hope for that widow who had lost her son in that moment. And He is our hope today. He is your hope in that situation you are. He is our hope because He is God with us. We are not alone. You're not alone. Secondly, Jesus is our hope because He is with us in our failure. Friends, we all fail at one time or the other. We all experience failure. I remember as a primary school child, a primary school student, my goal was to excel academically, especially in the primary living exams. They were called PLE those days. I don't know what they call them these days. That was my goal. From P1 to P4, I was the first. You know, it was God's grace. But then when the results of the primary leaving exams came out, I was in third grade. I was crushed. I told people that I will pass those exams. You know, I think I was being cocky, you know, because I was young. So I didn't do well in those exams. But I tell you what, I'm not a failure. Because Jesus has been, and he is, and will forever be my hope for daily living and in every situation I face. I had a dream one time, so that my dream first was to be a medical doctor. Another time, it changed. I wanted to be a journalist. Another time, it changed, and I wanted to be a soldier. But let me tell you, God has granted me all those three dreams. They're reality today because I'm now a doctor of souls. Hey! I'm also a journalist telling stories about Jesus because journalists tell stories. Let me also tell you, I am a soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, let me turn to you. Have you failed? Have you experienced failure? Maybe you wanted to become a medical doctor, but you were not able to. You wanted to become a lawyer, but you were not able to. Maybe you wanted to marry that guy who stole your heart, or that woman who swept you off your feet whenever you met them. Maybe it's your business has failed. It was a business, you invested your money in something, but it did not work out. Maybe you failed to travel to the U.S. to study. It happens. But I'm here to encourage you. Let me encourage everybody here, and including you online. Hey, just because you failed in one aspect of your life, just because you made a bad decision, a wrong decision, even if it cost you a lot of money, that does not make you a failure. Maybe people are saying you're a failure. Jesus says you're not a failure. Because when you fail today, or your failure in the past does not determine your future. It does not define who you are. Your future is in the Lord Jesus' hands. He is our hope, even when we fail. And sometimes we fail because we made wrong decisions who are foolish. Sometimes we fail because there are people who cause us to fail. Sometimes we fail because of circumstances beyond our control. In all things, God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And the Lord says to you today, I know the plans I have for you. My plans for you are not to harm you and not to destroy you, but to give you hope and the future that you desire, that you expect. Glory be to God. Finally, before I get to the last point, let me share some stories in the Bible to illustrate what I'm talking about, failure that people go through. This is a story of a man who was invalid, disabled for 38 years. He was among the disabled people who lay at the pool called Bethesda near Jerusalem. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in that condition for a long time, he asked, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid, the disabled man replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is dark. While I'm trying to get in, because I was disabled, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. Jesus was this man's hope in that moment. Another example, Peter and the disciples, who failed to catch the fish all night. When Jesus appeared and told them to throw their net on the right side of the boat. They caught so many fish that they could not haul the net in. That is what Jesus can do. He is our hope in every situation, even when we fail, even when things go wrong. Hey, the righteous may fall, may trip 7 times. A godly person may fall, but they will rise again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Finally, Jesus is our hope because he is Emmanuel, God with us in our future plans. Everybody longs to go somewhere in life. Everybody has some aspirations. Everybody has some hopes. Everybody has some dreams. If you don't have a dream, you come here at the end of the service and I will pray for you to receive a dream. Anyway, you talk to God about his purpose for your life. Everybody has a vision of what they want to become, of what they want to do, what they want to achieve, where they want to go. And sometimes when you think about your dreams, they look impossible. As I'm speaking right now, maybe you want to go back to school. You want to do further studies, but when you look at your income, it's impossible for you to go back to school. Maybe you want to buy land and own a home, but when you look at your financial situation, it is impossible. Maybe you have started building. You want to start building a house. You have land, but when you look at your economic situation, it is impossible. Maybe you want to become a member of parliament, representing some people. But when you look at your circumstances, it is impossible. Maybe you want to get married, you know, 3-4 years from now. But when you look at yourself, you say, it's impossible for me to get married. And maybe because nobody in your family has got married. So it seems impossible. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is our hope. Yes, for our future plans. Because he is with us, even in our plans. What is impossible to man is possible with God. Yes, what is too hard for man to do, God is able to do. Because God is almighty. Yes, he is able. Let me just share with you some stories that show us that, hey, God, Jesus is our hope. Because he's with us in our future plans. You know, there's a story of the blind Bartimaeus, who, as Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." When he heard Jesus was passing by, when the crowd rebuked him and ordered him to keep quiet, he shouted all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus stopped, he asked, "Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you?" And Jesus is asking someone here right now, what do you want me to do for you with regards to your dream? He replied, "Rabbi, I want to see." His vision, his desire, his dream was to see, to have sight. God said, "Jesus, your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the way. Also, the disciples, remember, before Jesus called them to follow him, they were fishermen. And then Jesus calls them one by one and tells them, "I'm going to make you fishers of men." But after Jesus was arrested and he was killed, they lost hope and they went back to fishing. But in John 21, Jesus appears to them and speaks to them, has a conversation with them. And then later, before he left the earth, Jesus commissioned them to make disciples of all nations. Let me tell you, their dream came alive again. Jesus is able to resurrect your dream, even if it is dead. Listen to me. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 tells us, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." Does your plan seem impossible? Does your dream seem impossible? Does your desire, does your ambition, does your aspiration seem impossible? It is not impossible to God, because God makes a way where there seems to be no way. Because God can create a river in a desert. God is able to open closed doors. That is who Jesus is to us. He is our hope for daily living, because he is with us in times of crisis. He is with us in our failure, but also he is with us in our future plans. And when we put him at the center of our plans, they will succeed for his glory.
Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.